Blog Talk Radio.
Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday. Only 30 minutes. Only on Sunday.
Only 30 minutes, only on Sunday, and I see I have both co-hosts on the line. Let me welcome E to the show.
Thank you for my hands of praise, everybody.
And also D Lovely to the show.
Hey, White Nancy.
Oh, gosh.
How y'all both doing?
Afternoon.
Greetings and salutations, everybody.
Hey.
I want to say first, from last night when I had the show, we did a two-hour show, but we really did an hour show because all of a sudden, I lost internet power because we moved in this big old house. wireless just don't work. You gotta plug it straight in. I hardwired it so we don't have no problems like that no more.
Dad, listen, we ain't got first world problems.
<Mm-mm>.
Yeah, this large house didn't travel well. Okay.
It's called a cafe.
First question. First,
that
not
hard.
Question, but first subject I want to bring up is Justice KBJ, otherwise known as Ketanji Brown Jackson. How did it make you feel, women of color, starting with E?
Vindicated, because not only is she a woman of color, she's a chocolate sister. She's not like, no shade, but not like White Nancy or Holly Berry or, you know, Mariah Carey. She, like, there's no mistaking, you got a sister on the bench, and that she has sister locks. So don't get it twisted who you dealing with. And the fact that she is overqualified and more qualified than everybody sitting and or who, I feel vindicated.
D Lovely.
Proud. I was just overwhelmed with excitement. I had to go through a range of emotions because listening to the questions being thrown at her had me enraged.
I'm sorry.
It was so disrespectful and it was so embarrassing. They just need to remind themselves this is the side of history that they want to camp on. And if that's what they want, then they got what they asked for. So it's going to cost them somewhere down the line, and that's fine. I hope for that. I pray for it. But her demeanor, her disposition, everything about her told me she'd been preparing for this because she knew it was coming. She handled this like the mother, like the judge, like the woman she is. She handled it. She did whatever needed to be done to make sure that she didn't turn into, and I'm using them air quotes, she wasn't an angry black woman, because that's what they want to portray us all as. And the darker you get, the more angry they assume
the angrier
we are.
You are, yes. You're right.
And so her demeanor brought me so much joy. Even the eye rolls and the deep breaths she had to take, I was right there because I was screaming at the TV. So clearly I don't have the ability to be a Supreme Court justice, because somebody was going to get slapped if they had let me be in charge. I would have came from behind the table. Somebody would have had to hold the back of my dress to keep me from saying and doing what I wanted to do.
The eye roll was saying, these MFs here.
Exactly. It was like, yo. So, yes, I was
today.
So you're going to mess around. You're going to F around and find out.
You're going to F around and F around. And find out. That's right.
Found out. But I felt like she was exactly what she was supposed to be. She showed what a Supreme Court justice is supposed to be like, and I'm so proud.
Correct.
I'm so proud.
I know some of the people that are listening. F around stands for exactly what y'all thinking it does.
Yep.
F around.
And find out.
fast.
Number
today.
My next one is, which I don't know, because this might hit for both of y'all since y'all have sons. How come this new generation doesn't want to work? I have talked to a lot of my friends, and their kids, some of their kids are on the same boat as some of these people that don't want to work. That we don't have enough drivers, we don't have enough male personnel, because I'm out of that industry, and they work a little bit, and then they say, hey, I'm quitting. This is too hard. Starting with B-Lovely, then going to E.
Thank you, because I have a 21-year-old son, and I'm telling you, everything in me he's literally making me lose my mind. I almost said something else, but he's making me lose my mind, because he has found a way to circumvent everything that I thought was important. Driving, Uber picks him up. He gets enough money from his father's pension that he can take care of himself. He has food delivered. He Uber picks him up, takes him to school, brings him home. I'm like, dude, why aren't you driving? You can have a car. He was like, I don't need to. It's cheaper this way. And working, he's 3 different jobs. None more than 3 months. Maybe he didn't like the manager. He didn't like the hours. He didn't like. When I say spoiled, I blame myself, because you say you want to give your children more than you had, and you want to make them. You want to give them a better place to start. But I think I've ruined him, and I'm ready to throw him out. throw the whole kid away.
Yes,
and start over.
Eve,
so
how do you feel
I
about
have
it? You,
I have a 31-year-old, and he, because I was a single parent, you know, his first 13 years, he's had to be self-sufficient since he's known how to be self-sufficient, you know, while he was in single digits. So he doesn't have that. The other children that I adopted, my other sons, hashtag straight trifling. So they feel that, and I blame a lot of it on, you know, the COVID pandemic, because you got money hand over fist for just sitting at home doing nothing, you know, and that mm-hmm. kind of lulled people into a false sense of security. What I do mm-hmm. want to say is that a lot of these places that are looking for people to employ, the people that are applying to employ can't spell cat. So if you can't read an application, you know, or if, I mean, let's just call a thing a thing. If you think they ask you to post a resume and it's a resume, if you listen, I teach high school. I know what's getting ready to come out there. So I just feel like we as an educator, we're not preparing them, because, you know, school counselors, they want to push, go to college. When my plumber, who came to my house on a Saturday, made $650 and wasn't there 20 minutes to tell me I needed a new septic tank. You know what I'm saying? So if you know school ain't for you, then don't go to school. But we're not preparing these kids to go into any job. Like, even if you're 18, McDonald's is going to want to see your GED or a high school diploma. And they don't get that. You know, and it's like what Dee said. If Uber picking me up, like, why need to get a driver's license? My son was 19 before I said, if you don't go take that damn test, boy, you know, because his friends was picking him up. And, you know, his girl was picking him up. Nah, nigga, if you don't go out there and get you some license so you can have an ID, you know, and get your life together. But nobody thinks like that. And where I teach, there are generations like that. There are generations where grandmama is 45 and the mama is in her early 30s and the baby had her first baby when she was 13 and they live in subsidized housing and don't nobody have a driver's license. Nobody.
Mm.
All they got is their EBT card and their Medicaid card. So how are they going to go out and find a job when they can't even find themselves?
Yes, that's what I wanted from you, E, because I know you're an educator and you probably see this a lot with the older kids. So I just wonder what's going to make these folks get up and go? But I don't know. I digress.
They get up and go.
Your personal feeling about this war. I mean, yeah, we've seen tragedy and folks are being killed at the train station. They showed all that on television the other day. There's war atrocities going on, so they say committed by Russia and all this. Your personal feelings, how do you feel about this war? And do you think it will ever end, or is this going to be a continuing cycle like Iran, Iraq during those years? Start with D. Lovin.
He says starting with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you starting with – okay. Well, I feel D-Lovin. The same way about all war. I don't have a good feeling about war ever. It's literally a matter of flexing. And somebody's just trying to prove that they have more power than the person that they're trying to enslave or conquer. And so it's never going to be a good thing. There's never going to be anything that comes out of it that is going to be a winner for everyone. People are going to die. There's going to be atrocities on all fronts, and it's disappointing. But such is life. There's never going to be a point where grown men, because they're the ones that usually old white men put together the idea that they want to be in charge of somebody, and when they can't, they decide they'd rather kill them. So this is going to always go on as long as the people who are in charge of countries, states, and unions and territories are the same people, because they all look the same.
E.
My personal opinion on this war, I really don't have a dog in the fight. I'm still looking for black people to come across the TV. Being in the Ukraine, I know they're there. They're just not being shown. I still feel like we talked about a couple of weeks ago, there has been civil wars going on the entire continent of Africa between the different countries, and nobody is exploiting that. What about those wars that have been going on since Jesus walked the face of the earth? So my personal feeling, like Dee said, it's unfortunate, and it makes me sad. However, there are so many other wars going on that no – why Ukraine? Is it because it's a predominantly Anglo country? Why are we not talking about what's going on in these other countries where people are trying to take over? And that's how I feel about it. Yes, it's going to continue to go on. But what I feel is happening here is that Putin bit off more than he could chew and did not realize that Ukraine weren't just going to lay down and roll over. And so, you know, word on the street is that he's sick. Word on the street is that he has cancer. He wants to go out with a bang. I don't know. I can neither confirm nor deny. I just know that he bit off more than he could chew, because had he not, it would have been over. They would have been over there. They'd have kicked some butt. Ukraine would have rolled over, and it'd have been a whole different situation. But it's not.
It would have been Afghanistan
all over again, you know. And so it's not. So what we have here is you tried it. and now you got to. Yeah. And I really hope that the president of Ukraine is, because he's going to go down as being the bravest
you know, one of the bravest leaders in history, and I applaud him.
Okay. I feel like y'all both. I agree. What will be the final outcome for Will Smith? They gave him 10 years of no participation. Wait a minute. Let me get through it, and then I'll wait. they gave him 10 years of not coming to the Oscars, which really, really was more like an award in itself. What will the final outcome be? Will lose or will win? And so far, his book, that title Will, is on the bestsellers list as of after the slap, starting with E.
Listen, if he never, ever worked another day in his life, and I use work loosely in air quotes, he and his family will be just fine. And the representation that we have in the Oscars, and they say he can't come back for 10 years, so still will be just fine. And so there are so many other things that we need to be talking about, even if you want to have a conversation about the Oscars, the inequality of women, the inequality of black women, the inequality of people of color. And so he can't come. Don't nobody give a F. And he will be fine. Ain't nobody taking no money out of his bank account. Ain't nobody taking nothing, no food out of his refrigerator. Ain't nobody doing nothing to his family. They're going to be fine. He will not be at a grocery store bagging groceries, I promise, for the next 10 years. They need him more than he needs them.
There goes that F letter again that we done said about a few times in the show already. D. Lovely.
I apologize.
I don't disagree. I feel like this is one of those moments. No matter what happens, he's fine. He'll be fine. His family will be fine. The Oscars actually should be thanking him because their viewership had been down for years and nobody was watching. One Will slap somebody, and now the Oscars are were the highest rated they've ever been.
Ever.
So
yeah,
they can thank him for that. He brought that to them, and they need to be paying him because he gave them what they wanted. So for that in itself, I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at any part of this. I think what he did, and it's done. Stop talking about it. Let it go.
Yeah.
Student loans will be extended out again until August 31st. The 7th extension of this, they think they can take the loans back and get rid of them for everybody that got loans. The Biden administration don't know if they can just straight cancel it without any legal, you know, whiplash coming back on them. Like just like when the kids that were on DACA, they were just going to let them be in the United States, and then, you can't do that. You can't just let them, because Congress got to vote on it, so they don't know yet. My question is, do you think they should get rid of student loans or make the people pay with zero interest? Because, you know, the interest keep building up. Starting with the educator, E.
I think that higher education should be free in this country like it is in a lot of our organized countries.
I loved it, that. I just want you to know I loved it, that, yeah.
I appreciate you. We're one of the richest countries and do the least for our citizens, and that's really a travesty. And I believe that if we did more for our citizens, that we would get more unification in America. But why not go to Australia where they're going to pay for my college? Why not go to these other countries where they're going to pay for my education? And then they have job placement. And then I don't have this great student loan debt. Only in America, where the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And if you get a trade or you're lucky enough to go to a college, then you're going to spend half of your career, not half your life, but half of your career paying back your student loans. There are doctors who've been practicing for 10, 15, 20 years that still are paying back their loans from med school. That is preposterous. So my answer is yes, we should. Definitely.
V, lovely.
Don't have to say it. She already did. Everything she said, I 100% agree to. I feel like this is a country that could afford to send our to school for free and let them make the country better by not trying to gouge the rest of us for them to be able to pay back the government. It's such a vicious and horrible circle because that cost gets passed off to the rest of us no matter what. So if it's someone who's gone to law school or someone who's gone to medical school, that cost gets passed off to us so they can pay back the government. So the government is making money off of us two ways, and it's just not fair.
I didn't look at it that way, but yes, you are correct. My final question is, which should be an easy one, but then again, might not. Why do people vote for racist candidates like Rand Paul, Tom Cotton, Ted Cruz, Marsha Blackburn, folks like that we've seen during this confirmation hearing how low down they can be? Why do people still vote for these folks that just want to fight culture wars and not do anything good for the people? Starting with D-Love.
People vote in their image. So if it's Tom Cotton or Marsha Blackburn or Lauren Bobblehead or any of those folks, the reason they vote for those people is because those people represent the words that they can't say, but you saying it for me. And then you don't have to be responsible for the things that they say because they said it for you. You can, in the privacy of your own home, cackle like a hen because you like that they're saying these things and doing these things because you can't legally do them anymore. You can't go out in public and be a Karen every day because somebody gonna make you pay for that. So they like it when somebody else does it, and this is their way of keeping it alive.
Children learn what they live, and they grow up to be adults that perpetuate what they learn. Okay? And so these politicians, if you will, that have been in office 10, 20, 30 years, it's not new. You knew they was a redneck before segregation even came to pass. They daddy was a redneck, their mama was a redneck, their granddaddy was car carrying members of the Klan. It's not new. It's not. It's unfortunate that there are people who don't have that intestinal fortitude to stand up for what is right, no matter what your color is. You know, I'm mad at all the people that are not black that rock that way, but I'm most mad at these black people who drank the Kool-Aid. Because what about
yes,
them?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's insane.
When I go to...
You know what I'm saying? And on a whole nother level. Because, I tell my students, in combat, I knew who the enemy was. But this is a whole different ministry we deal with right now. Because how can I look at you who look like me, and I'm thinking that we down for the same cause, and you over here drinking the Kool-Aid with old boy. And not even thinking that, bro, you about to get strung up too. You're going to be on the same burning cross that the Klan put in my front yard. They're putting it in your front yard. So that's just where I am. It's not new. It's not shocking. It's not nothing. But my angst is from our own people who rock with them and drink the Kool-Aid.
When I go to vote, I vote because I want my life to be better, one, and I want my pockets really to be fatter. That's the main reason I go vote. I vote for whoever's going to get me the most money, darn near. But I don't be voting because of how I feel about certain groups of people, my prejudices. I don't vote on that. I vote because I'm trying to get more money. So I don't understand or my way of life needs to change for the betterment. That's what I'm voting for. But, you know, some people vote for other causes and other fake beliefs. That's all I got. The words of the day was F around, resume to resume, or backwards, flip it, or cackle like a hen. Those are the words.
For the day.
Y'all killing me. That's all I got to say.
Try to remember, we respond to what we hear and what we see.
That's right.
Thank you again. Thank both of you. I'm going to reach out and touch you. And also, of course, Be Lovely. We do it every week. I'll reach
every
out and
week.
Touch you, of course. Have a good week and a safe week. Love y'all both.
Peace and love, everybody.
Love you.